Radio.
Sometimes I think it's easy to fool us humans. Just think about magicians. They try and distract us with a drama to keep us from seeing how they really do their trick. And optical illusions often focus our eyes on detail, and we have to refocus in order to see the real image. But it's not just with our physical eyesight that we can have the wrong focus. Sometimes we get our focus wrong in our spiritual lives as well. Today, Jesus encounters a young man in our gospel who was focused on getting everything ready in his life and everything right in his life. In fact, he was so confident that he was making good progress, but he knew something was missing. He assumed it was one more thing he could do, something he needed to add to his list. Hence the reason he asks Jesus, "What must I do?" Because he was so sure that he was doing everything right. But Jesus wanted to refocus his attention. And what does he tell him? "Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, then come and follow me." Jesus knew that as a rich leader, this man faced many obstacles to following these words. Suddenly, the one who was so confident in his abilities was brought up short. He couldn't shift his attention from himself and his achievements to refocus it on Jesus. But that's where he could find the answer to his question about gaining eternal life. Because as we know, Jesus is the answer. Following him, being in a relationship with him, that's the way to eternal life. Our gospel this afternoon tells us about the power of idols to keep us from following Jesus. For this guy, it was his possessions and his material wealth that held him back. For someone else, it might be status or resentment or an unhealthy relationship. In reality, it could be anything that takes our focus off Jesus and his call to be disciples. Whatever's holding us back, we shouldn't make it into a bigger obstacle than it has to be. Don't think that Jesus won't accept us until we have overcome it completely. We don't have to go away sad just as this man did today. Instead, all we need to do is ask Jesus to help us step by step, because we know that he will. So let's take up Jesus' offer and choose to follow him just as we are. Jesus, help us to turn our eyes to you and to follow you wherever you lead. Amen.
Radio.org.au